In the orientation calls I had with prospective clients last week, several people also complained about their current boss and told me that this was one of the reasons why they wanted to look for a new job. And that reminded me of the fact that I have never had this problem. Before I became later self-employed, I worked for several companies of different sizes in various countries, and during all those years, I always had great bosses. Now, that raises the question if I maybe was just very lucky repeatedly, but I can tell you it simply happened too often that the mere luck could be a good and valid explanation for it. No, of course, at that time I didn't have the structured knowledge about all of these things yet, so I acted in these situations when I was applying for jobs more intuitively, but nevertheless, I got quite a few things right, and that actually led to great jobs with great bosses. Now, I thought it is probably of help for you if I analyze what I did right that time already without much knowing about it, and what I can understand much better in a more structured way now, in order to help you basically copy this approach and make sure that you also will always get a great boss with the jobs that you are offered. Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. There are two main areas you can control in order to get that great job with a great manager in the end. And the first one concerns the aspect of networking, and the second one is about your job interviews. Now, I have spoken about the importance of networking time and time again, and that's why I'm not going to repeat all the many reasons why it is so important and why it is so helpful. At this stage for this podcast episode, I just want to limit the mentioning to the aspect that if you use good networking strategies to find open positions and then also to apply for them, then you will simply get much more good information that will help you optimize your job applications in the first hand, but also help you judge on your counterpart in the job interviews, the hiring manager, and help you make the right decision if this is a person you actually want to see every day or if it is not such a good idea. So networking gives you good information that you otherwise won't have and therefore makes it much safer to get to the right decision. The other big area you need to pay attention to in order to get a great boss is the situations in your job interviews. Now, before I get to the details, I would like to address something fundamental because a lot of job seekers are not fully aware of that. The situations you are in during the job interviews may remind you of the situation where you were a student and you had to take all exams at college or university, but actually the two different situations are very different. At college, you had to present your knowledge best, and that was it, because who the examiner was did not really matter much, because normally you would never see these people again. So it was about you presenting your knowledge, and that was all to it. Whereas in a job interview, yes, you have to do the same, but then moreover, you also need to keep an eye on the hiring manager, and you need to actively find out what kind of person he or she is and if it is likely to be a good match because you're going to work with this person on a daily or weekly basis for a long time to come. So you want to be sure that this is the right person, and the only situation you can find out about it, apart from networking, which I mentioned already, is during the conversations you have with this person in your job interviews. So there are quite a few things you can watch and that will help you, give you valuable information on the decision you have to make if this is a good idea or if you should keep looking a little longer because it would not be a good idea to work for this person. Here are a few tips you can use to watch out for the right information during your job interviews. The very first one is the question if the hiring manager who has invited you for the interview is actually prepared for the meeting, him or herself. If the person has done that, that's a good sign because it shows the respect and also the level of attention and importance the whole meeting has for the person because they actually care about it. So that's the first thing, and it gives you valuable information already. Another thing to watch is how the person is treating others, especially before the actual meeting and after it. So maybe the hiring manager picks you up at the reception and has a little conversation with the receptionist then, or there is someone on the way to the conference room that the manager quickly speaks a few words with, and so on. Or maybe a cup of coffee is served by a coworker and there is some interaction. Or also after the meeting, there may be the one or the other conversation you may become aware of between your potential new boss and others in his company. And this is valuable because this is stuff that is not official, so people usually just behave very naturally and gives you very good information about the atmosphere that you can expect in that place you are considering working for and how the new boss may then treat you in the future as well. So watch how he or she interacts with others, and then this will give you a very good insight already. However, don't leave it like that. You can also watch out how others in the same place approach your potential new boss. And if this is very informal and easygoing, then it says or gives you a completely different picture, then it is very formal and withdrawn. And it's not even about right or wrong here. It's more about if what you see is what you would like to be for your future job. So whatever your preferences are and whatever the style you like, this is what you get. And therefore, you should check if what you see there is a good match or maybe something that is not the right working environment for you. And then it's better to keep looking and work for someone else. It is also very important to check if the hiring manager is asking you relevant questions. Of course, that has to do with the fact if the person is prepared. I've mentioned that already. But it is also a valuable information about how much the two of you agree on the same perspective. And if you notice that you wouldn't have asked these questions because you find them irrelevant, you would have asked different questions, you find other aspects much more important than the ones that you, the hiring person, is addressing, then this is a hint that you may have a rather big disagreement on what's important for the job and how to do it well and all these things, circumstances. And if you're not on the same page at this stage already, then you may head for a lot of further disagreements in the future. And then, of course, the question is raised if it's a good idea to work together, because it may not be a good match. Another important thing to watch out for is how your answers get answered by the other side. And it's not only about the technical aspects, so the actual information for what you want to know, but it's also about how the person is treating your questions in general and how the questions are answered. Of course, there are very different ways to do so, and it's important that you not only like what you hear in terms of the actual answer, but also the style, the whole part of the conversation is conducted with. One of my favorite topics is how weaknesses are addressed. And when I work for companies, I normally suggest to the managers to not ask for personal weaknesses, because it is not very respectful and most people are not ready to then get asked the same question. And then this only shows that it is a relationship that is not on equal terms right from the beginning, and of course is not a good idea for a very cooperative working relationship later. However, it is not that simple, because it actually can be a good idea to talk about weaknesses. So it depends on how relevant the aspect is and the way it is done. So for example, if the manager talks about his or her own weaknesses because they want to check with you if you are a balancing match, so your weaknesses are not the same and things that the manager is not good at can be covered by you, then of course it would be a very valid topic, and it would also say a lot about the personality of the manager, because they start talking about their own weaknesses, so they are aware of them and they just want to make sure that you are a good match. And that, of course, is absolutely fine. So if this issue is addressed, watch out in what way this is done and how you feel about it. And my last tip concerns the question how openly the manager addresses any kind of open issue, anything they are not really convinced of yet, and so on, in order to give you the chance to refute that and explain whatever it is a bit better. Or if they seem to hold back and don't share their concerns with you, and of course in this case not giving you any chance to do much about it. So this is another thing: if people address their concerns, if they play with open cards, then this is a good sign and indicates you are probably going to work for the right person. If this is not the case, then another reason to be careful with the person. Now, if you use these tips and you observe these aspects during your job interviews, you will see that the other side will be giving away a lot of information that will help you make the right decision if you want to work for them or not. Remember, this is not going to be the last conversations you are having with the other side. This is just the very first ones. And if you don't feel comfortable during the phase of the job interviews with them already, then this is not likely to get better and should tell you that it's probably not a good idea to work together. Now, if you would like to get my help with all of that, no problem, because this is what I as a professional career coach do every day. So there are many more details I can help you with. If this is of interest to you, then please go to my website, click on the button and follow the process that I have set up to lead you to a free orientation call with me, where we will then analyze your current situation, see what needs to be done, and how I can help you with all of that best. Just go to the website. There is on the homepage already this button you can click on and just take it from there. Remember, there's also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad. And I created this group to help you with the networking that is so important. And of course, it's also much more fun to go on this journey together with others. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel, activate the bell, leave me a like, and let me know in the comment section below what topics you are most interested in for the future, and then it will be easy for me to talk about exactly that. That's it for today. As always, I would like to wish you the very best for your job search abroad and especially for picking the right manager with it. And I'll be back here with another video in a week.